It's Nick, Jess, and Darko. Welcome to the podcast.
Guys.
Yeah.
Scientific breakthrough that you might be interested in.
Did you get this from FARC.com?
I did not get it from Drew Curtis's FARC.com.
Science!
No.
From that I Love Science page.
Oh, I effing love science. No.
Hey,
oh, actually, it is from that.
Of course it is. It's one of the two.
I tried to get into I effing love science and they didn't let me in.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Did you fail the quiz?
I failed the science quizzes, the multi-choice.
Stop it!
I went to C for everything. I didn't read the question.
Oh, usually it's just like, promise not to be a dickhead.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Do you love science? Yes. How much do you love science? More than anything, beakers are life. And then I'm in.
Did you, like, spell life incorrectly? What? How did they reject you?
I don't know.
Gilly, get him in!
It's your mates. You probably organise them to reject me, Gilly.
Yeah, true. He's got that no duckos allowed.
Yeah.
Is there only one ducko in there? No duckos. Anyway.
Sorry.
I'm just going to read the headline and you tell me if you're interested in it and I can go on.
Sure.
Or not.
There is, or not. We can just stop.
Okay.
There is a drug that they are developing that will allow you to eat whatever you want and never put on any weight.
Interested.
Get in my belly!
Damn it.
Okay.
Damn it, Gilly.
Come on, Gilly.
So, since 2018, they've been trying this thing out on mice. And apparently...
There's a lot of mice to test on these
So
days.
Many.
So many.
Go to New South Wales Regional.
Totally.
Yeah. Up.
Bit more testing.
Yeah.
Now, there's two types of fat, as far as I understand. There's the brown fat and the white fat. Now, the brown fat can be, like, burnt off pretty easily. It's used to try and help you move, and you can burn it off through heat. The white fat is stored from times when food was a bit more scarce, and we had to store some energy in our body in order to survive. Here's the thing. Hmm. They've tried tweaking your genetic makeup, just very slightly with this drug. And it means that all of the calories are turned into brown fat and they can just be released through your body via heat. And they gave it to mice and they successfully gave them high calorific, high fat foods, no weight gain whatsoever.
But still, just because it's on mice, you know, how's it going to work on the human
body?
I know.
What's from mice? If it's mice to human when it comes to testing new drugs and stuff.
What's that like? What's that?
What's the next step?
Well, I think that there will probably...
Like babies or something that we don't care about. Just joking. Having a joke, you know.
Grim.
Yeah. They're not people yet.
What
you
do
know?
They know? I don't know what the trajectory
is
because I'm pretty sure in Australia, I might be wrong, but mice are the only animals that you can still test
and
on legally.
And then you jump to humans.
So I don't know if you can just go straight to human. And who's like... I want to lose weight as much as the next guy, but I don't want to change my genetics.
Sounds a bit freaky.
They could do it to people who are on death row or on prison sentences for life.
Do you know what? I'll say this quietly just in case there's some senses picking us up, but they do that in China, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure they do. That's where maybe I've seen it. Or Russia as well. Yeah. But it makes sense,
to be
right?
fair, something like this, though, I reckon you'd have a lot of willing participants.
Yeah, yeah.
Granted,
that's true.
It's a new drug that hasn't been tested, but I reckon you say you want to eat whatever you want and not gain weight, you'd have a lot of hungry hands going,
Here
what about
we
this?
Go,
if they said,
Twinkies,
you can take this pill, you can take this pill and eat as many Twinkies as you want, you can eat whatever you want, you'll never gain weight, you'll always look good. However, you're not going to be able to taste food properly again.
Oh, do you know
no
what?
I mean,
do you take it?
This is grim. I don't have to mention this, but it's got popped into my head. My uncle had stomach cancer and they said as an option of treatment, remove the stomach and then put in basically an artificial one.
Mm.
You'll never feel full again though. We don't have the technology to, that won't be.
Put the sensors in.
So it's like
put
a
the
dog.
Sensors in.
It's like a
Labrador. And my uncle said, no, I don't want to not feel that. I love that most human satisfying feeling of a good meal and feeling full. Don't do it. Isn't that wild?
Wow, and it is true. Like,
so, taste is the next level to that.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't
do
that.
Don't need to.
Yeah, I've never thought about it, but that satisfied feeling is just one of life's daily,
I don't know.
Multiple days.
Because I never get satisfied full. I get full.
Because you
like,
eat lean,
oh,
good food.
I feel
food.
Sick. I know. I wish I didn't do this to myself. Yeah, I'm on the ground letting out some rippers. And I'm
Christmas lunch full. Okay.
I'm in a coma full.
I love that full.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you can't love that full.
The coma inducing nap full.
Yeah.
That's a good
I hate that. I hate that feeling more than anything.
Mate, we had roast on Sunday night and I had fourths and each plate was about the same size as my first plate.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I was just stoked. And then it was just, ice cream, please.
But then don't you feel sick? Like I eat a lot and I get full and I always eat too much, but then I always regret it.
Yeah.
You never regret a good full.
So true.
We gotta go, man.
Well said.
How did you know you were ready for a baby? And I don't want to hear you found the one.
No,
and
boring.
You got a house with a backyard.
It was the right time.
It was the right time. No,
yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear, you never know. Shush, because I know. All right, something happened over the weekend.
It was an accident, wasn't it? You know what I mean? You knew what you were doing in the act leading up to it.
Thank
Usually
you.
That leads to a... Yeah.
Something happened to me over the weekend, boys. It was like the sky parted and the sun shone directly upon me. And I realised, yep, I'm ready. Girlfriend of mine, her name's Ash. She won't mind me naming her.
Yeah.
She's not proud of it, but she won't mind. Anyway, she stayed over after a bit of a night we'd had on Saturday.
Bit
we got the Hens crew back together.
Yeah.
My Newcastle Hens girls, they all wanted a, you know, a redo. So we all went out. Ash is a notorious, can I just have your key? If I'm leaving, she's like, I'll just come home later. We're in a routine and it's fine.
Right.
She often also leaves some sort of kebab box or a pide box. She loves a late night snack and that's all good. Well,
loves a bit of a party, you know.
We have done this routine over and over many, many times. However, a new scenario entered our lives over the weekend when Sunday morning I sort of crept out of my room because I'm a, you know, naturally early riser doing the job we do and went to go put a load of washing on. I thought it's Sunday morning, get a load of washing done.
Yeah.
But as I've crept past her room, I realized her bedroom door was already open. I'm going, oh, gee, she's up early for someone who got in quite late.
Yeah.
And I've peered in to say good morning and she was stripping the bed. Now, she's stayed over many times and never does it because I usually just remake the bed because she's the one who's going to sleep in it in 2 weeks' time when she comes back over. And she was taking the doona cover and I was like, good morning, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, my God, and slammed the door on me.
Oh, what has she done?
And I was like, what's wrong? And I opened the door. She's like, please don't come in. Please don't come in. Please just walk away. Walk away.
Yeah.
And she saw that I had the washing basket. She goes, can you not put a load of washing on? I was like, what is wrong with you? And my eyes have moved from her frantic face to the bed where there were like chunks of something.
Oh.
And I was like, has she eaten her kebab or her snack pack in the bed? I mean, I know we're close, but that's really my shtick. Lay a towel down. If you're going to do it, you lay a towel down.
She would know the etiquette.
Yeah, thank you. And I was like, what is that? Upon closer inspection, even though she was trying to shove me out of the room, she had vomed all over her bed. And she was frantically trying to strip the bed to get it done and put in the washing machine before I had gotten up. But busted.
She's vomited her Oasis kebab all over the bed.
She's all over the spare bed.
Right.
And this is the thing. She was very frantic, like, please just let me take care of it. Please don't help me. But I kept trying to help and I'd be a good friend.
Hmm.
Anyway, she got it in and then had to leave. She had to go to work. So when the washing machine was finished, when I pulled the sheets out, they were still quite...
Chunky.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we didn't put it hot enough. I don't know how you get spew out, but didn't flinch, didn't react, just went, all right, put it in for another wash cycle. Got them out again, still a bit chunky. So put them on the line and just flicked off the chunks.
This is very parenting.
We get a lot of birds in the backyard. There's a stray cat that visits. I'm like, that's fine.
They'll eat it.
Flicked the chunks off, laid it out on the clothes horse.
I'd be throwing that out. I'd be burning it.
Literally, that's when the skies opened and I went, someone's vomit, a stranger essentially, like not of my flesh and blood, is not making me cringe and run for the hills. I think I'm ready for a baby. Isn't that how you know? Did you have a similar moment?
I think that's a good step. Yeah. And my moment, I think, would go against where you're at. Not to say that you're not ready. Because some of them I think you're ready for. Right? Because you already do both things in the toilet in front of Angus. Yeah?
Yes.
Well, you won't ever, ever do anything in the toilet alone again.
Private. Gone.
Private. Gone. And they'll be asking questions about it. So maybe just get... Angus just like pepper questions about the size and consistency.
Okay, that's the next level. All right, next step.
But one of the moments that I had that I think you would struggle with is I remember I was really busy and I had a number of phone calls to make rather urgently, but dinner had been served for me. And so I had to eat my dinner in various locations around the house over the course of about 2 hours. So I got like one mouthful in and then about 15 minutes later, I got another mouthful in it. By the end of it, it was stone cold. The meat was starting to like get congealed fat and stuff like that. The pasta was starting to, you know, when it gets like re-hardened?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then I was just like, still got the meal down. Fine. Don't need a hot meal. I am ready for children. Could you do that?
No hot meal.
Because you won't have a hot meal for years.
You could never do that.
You're not ready.
I thought the vomit thing was pretty... concrete.
That's good.
But the hot meal, you've really made me reconsider.
We should test if Jess is ready and go to her house and do things that kids would do. Like, I don't know, I'll wet the bed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we'll muck things up.
I'll have to change you.
Yeah, I'll do a poo on the floor. It's just stuff like that. And we'll just see if she's ready.
All digestive.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
A lot of it is just digestive.
I'll throw tantrums, you know, because I know I'm not ready, but I'm not coming out publicly and saying I'm ready.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Haven't flicked chunky vom off a fitted sheet.
No, one time though, my friend who slept over at my parents' house at the time weed himself on their couch.
Yep.
And we woke up the next day. I said, let's just go, and I texted mom. I was like, Michael pissed himself on your couch. I'm so sorry.
So you didn't handle
it. Had the best day. That's a true story.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Not
big
ready.
Big shout out to Michael.
There's
no passing the buck when you're a parent.
No.
You got to flick the you've got to clean the couch. Right. Those things.
Yeah. So 13, 10, 60. How'd you know you were ready for the baby?
Come over and interrupt my nap time, my dinner time, and let's see if I can stand by this word.
Interrupt your nap time.
Yeah. You're not going to have naps.
Don't they go down for naps and you can nap as well?
Yeah, once you've done the 6,000 dishes that have piled up, reset the house from the 4,000 toys around, put on the 4 loads of washing from all the vomit on it, and cleaned up their back from the poo when they had a poo-nami, then, about 2 hours after that, you are ready for nap time.
Ready for nap time!
But then, hold on. their nap time's done.
You're done. Yeah. Still want kids?
Maybe I'll, can I retract the past 5 minutes, please?
Guys, I have a moral conundrum that I need your help with.
Come to the right people, mate.
Why are you picking lint off your jumper?
Yeah.
My mum bought me this, it's meant to be cashmere, and it's...
Cashmere? Oh, you've done all right.
Yeah, it was a present for my 30th. Yeah.
You never buy your own cashmere. It's always a present. It's always from like a mum or an auntie or
100%,
someone.
100%. I'm not doing that well, but like it's got crap all over it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, moral dilemma.
He's come to us with a dilemma, Jess, and we need to help.
I'm picking fluff off my cashmere. Yeah.
Interestingly, this story is about being given clothing.
There you go.
Here we go. Well, that's just a beautiful segue. That was not planned, Hit Fam.
Yeah, and all of my cashmere is given as well. Yeah.
Obviously. You just can't keep it clean. Grot.
Hand washing. Ugh. Anyway. So what happened was a member of my family, I won't name her, I'm not going to answer any more questions.
Your auntie.
I'm not going to say.
The sexologist. Sorry.
No, that's the dad.
Oh, my bad.
Sexy one.
Anyway, they're in town at the moment, so.
Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Oh, so he wouldn't be talking about them if they're in town.
No, I wouldn't.
Someone else. Okay.
Sent us two toddler-sized Kathmandu jackets, one for Otis and one for Harriet, a pink one and a blue one.
Perfect for winter.
They're quite expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, so I didn't know this because I would not spend that kind of money on my kids, but they're like $160 bucks a pop.
Quality, though. It's
very
quality.
Good that, quality.
And they're going to have, granted, Otis grows every day, but I've had my Kathmandu for 7 years and it's seen some stuff, this jacket. Great quality. This is not an
I've never owned one, but they look great.
Mate, it's got the goose down in there, beautiful insulation. The toddler version has that.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven.
So okay.
What's the problem? This sounds great.
Yeah, this is amazing.
All
it's not their birth. Oh, it was an early birthday present?
No, birthday in just under a month.
Okay.
So we've been wearing these for about a month. It's been getting a bit chillier, going for walks at night and putting
in the moonlight.
In the kids. Yeah, in the moonlight.
Standard.
Until this person, this member of our family, told us why we got the jackets out of the blue for no particular event. So she ordered them online from the Kathmandu site.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposed to take 7 to 10 business days. 11 business days rolled around and the jackets weren't there. So she went into the Kathmandu store and said, "What the hell, people? Where are my jackets?"
You can't go in store for an online complaint. They were always like, "Nah, take it up with the online team."
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They said, "We're so sorry." I don't know if they misread the email. Like 11 days, I would just say, chill.
Yeah. COVID.
It's coming.
Yeah. No, they gave her 2 more jackets.
Wow.
A blue one and a pink one.
So they like, fulfilled her order in
fulfilled
store.
Fulfilled her order in store. The next day, her online jackets came. Instead of taking the store ones back, which were unworn and still tagged, instead she sent them to us. And we didn't know. We'd been wearing these contraband jackets for a month now, and we don't know what to do because we're wearing stolen jackets, essentially.
Were the jackets bought for Harriet and Otis?
No. In
the, oh, were they for her?
She's gone. I'm going to get rid of the evidence. I'm going to dish it off to Gilly.
I don't need four jackets. No. Who else do I
it's
know?
Quite
oh,
nice
there's two
of her
other
still.
Toddlers.
Yeah, because she could have kept them for herself.
I was going to say, I don't really, like, stolen. They're not stolen.
I don't see the problem with it.
She has a duty to take them back to the store.
No,
because
she was paid. Then she got a gift.
No, she was 24 hours impatient.
Yeah, but they still sent it and it still came and they still the ones who didn't say wait.
It's 100% the person in the shop.
Yeah.
Like, this is why the store never works in the online team and vice versa, because this is how things get muddled. Mm.
But teaching my children bad ethics here.
Did you sit down and explain this conundrum to your 3-year olds?
Yeah.
Look, we haven't.
Did you try and take the warmest thing they own, perfect for the coming months, off them?
Yeah, while we were out. It's just like, you shall freeze.
You are not wearing this anymore.
I won't be putting you
on. So what are you going to do with the jackets?
What do we do? Do we send the jackets back to either?
Are you going to send them back to Kathmandu?
Well, do we send them either back to Kathmandu and explain, or do we send them back to our family member and just say, we can't have these contraband jackets?
I think you got to burn them. Burn all the evidence.
I would love you to send it back to Kathmandu and see what their response is. One, you've already soiled them.
Yeah.
I can't imagine toddlers have kept jackets relatively tidy.
No.
So they're going to be like, you've just sent us dirty jackets.
Two unusable jackets.
Two unusable. We can't put these back on the floor.
Yeah, but when the feds come knocking at our door...
Yeah.
And they start sniffing around for evidence.
Yeah. Jimmy jacket.
You know what
here.
Could happen? If he sends them back to Kathmandu, they might go, oh my God, this lovely person, have the jackets plus some extra stuff.
Yeah.
So you could actually win more out of this. So yes, send them back and then they'll reward your kindness. You know, like when you find a wallet and you get a reward for it.
Yeah.
Same thing. Kathmandu will reward
you. I'm worried about you, Gilly, man. I don't want you to take this kind of heat. Maybe you give me the jackets and I'll give them to my nieces and nephews' birthdays.
I was
going to
say, don't act like you couldn't fit into Otis's jackets. I mean, you could 100%.
Actually, yeah, can I have Otis's jacket?
You can have Otis's jacket, but man, every time you hear a siren, a bead of sweat's going to be rolling down that forehead, trust me.
I'll be laying low, man. Nothing I'm not used to already. I discovered something yesterday, guys, that my wife has been doing behind my back.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Mm, I came home to the hot air conditioning being on around 11 a.m. and the dog asleep on the couch under the aircon. I thought, hang on a minute. What's going on here? Why are we leaving the aircon on for Pam now? You know what I mean?
Cause it's getting chilly.
It is chilly. You know, I get that. But she's inside on the couch with blankets. Does she really?
Blankets. Is she a user of the blanket? Can
she
put a blanket on?
Gets herself under there.
She just grabs her little mouth and pulls it over herself. You know what I mean? Snuggles into it.
I'll be honest, I was at your house Sunday night.
Yeah.
And as Queenslanders, I get that maybe it's chilly.
Yeah, it's colder.
For you.
Yeah.
Because you put the heating on at one point.
Absolutely.
And I was sweating.
Were you toasty?
And I still, like, we're tight.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to be like, I'm so hot, turn the heater off. Like, it's your house.
Yeah.
Your house, your rules.
Don't touch our thermostat.
Your house, your temperature.
Yeah.
But it was roasting.
It's Morgan loves working on the aircon.
Oh,
the hot
my
aircon.
God.
She puts it on the drop of her hat. And here's my problem, right? Because I came home and I texted her. I said, why is the aircon on for the dog? And she said, you weren't meant to see that. It was on a timer to end at 10 a.m. But she set the timer for 10 p.m.
Oh, geez. If you had maybe gone out for the day,
that
would have been
on
for
day.
12 hours.
But she's been doing this now for the last couple of weeks to a month.
Have you had an energy bill yet?
No, not yet. And I don't want to see it because the dog's been getting more use out of the hot aircon than I have.
Oh, no. And so now when you get home and it's off, or if you've now turned it off, is Pam like,
turn it chattering.
On. What are you doing? Turn my aircon on. Yeah, well, now the thing is she's used to the hot air. So Pam's getting
used to
the hot air.
She's never going to acclimatize to the chill.
But it also kind of tranks her out a bit because she's such an energetic dog. When you put the hot air on, it makes her drowsy. So she just sleeps. So it's kind of a way to get her down a little bit.
She's drinking red wine when you guys aren't home. Because I was getting a bit sleepy, but I was like, it's hot. I've had a couple reds.
We leave her with her anti-puppy anxiety music on the TV. So that's just playing in the background while the hot air goes on and she's wrapped up in blankets.
Oh, man.
So I come home just to, you know, like... And hot air.
And hot air.
And Pam just looks up and
like,
what are you doing?
She's like in a steam room.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, Balinese sauna.
She's very lean, I suppose, as a dog.
Is she a danger of running away to Byron Bay?
She
could trying to get on that show?
Byron Bays.
Pam could be on the show Byron Bays.
Totally.
Problem is, though, my wife's going behind my back and turning the aircon on for our dog.
I wonder how she was going to explain the energy bill. Well, exactly. Obviously, it's going to come and it's going to be astronomical.
No, because I would have fought the energy bill. I would have gone, this is ridiculous. And she would have gone, yeah,
something's wrong.
Absolutely fight it, darling. Go fight that. But I would have fought it.
You take that stuff to the grave.
Absolutely. I would have been in a month-long email process with the energy company.
Yeah. It's like the, are they new shoes? Oh, no. I've had these for ages. These I just haven't worn things. Them forever.
Yeah.
And then how far do you go before you tell them?
Mm.
All right, now we've got to spend some money on legal fees now. We're going to fight them.
We're going all the way to the courts.
Yeah, they say that from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every morning, the heater was on.
That can't be right.
Can't
I
be
was
right.
At work. Surely not. Wouldn't have been. Man, Pam can't turn it on herself.
Surely not.
You know what I mean? But all this time, Pam and Morgan have been keeping secrets from me.
Oh.
The girls in my house are ganging up on me.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
The biggest secret is that somebody in the world knows how to use the timer on the controller of the aircon.
Well, evidently not. She was meant to set it for 10 p.m.
Yeah.
What did you see that you can't explain? Because of all the people that I thought might come out with a story like this, Grant Denyer is not one of them.
My doppelganger.
Yeah, seems like a well-calculated sort of an individual.
Yeah.
But he was on 7 News Spotlight, a special for the UFO phenomenon.
Of course.
And I'm just going to let him tell his story because there's a lot to it. And Grant Denyer, without a hint of a smirk on his face, told this story Sunday night.
Well, I was driving along the road at night time, about 9 o'clock at night. Noticed a couple of very strange lights just hovering in the sky, low in the sky. And they were too bright to be stars or planets. They were about as bright as a plane, but not moving. Just about 5 dots, just sort of sitting there in 2 groups.
Satellites?
Not satellites, no. A satellite wouldn't be that bright and it would be higher in the sky if you could see it at all. This is in southeast Melbourne suburbs, so a fair bit of light pollution around, so you wouldn't really see the stars or a satellite anyway. So these were bright, bright lights. But I was wondering and I was curious why they weren't moving. A plane should be moving, a helicopter should be moving. They don't just sit there. And then one of the lights left its group, went from a standing start to a supersonic speed over to the other group and then just stopped dead on a dime. And I know there is nothing in this world that can do that. So I was like, I've just seen something that I can't explain. Wow. I believe what I saw was some form of UFO.
Very quick to shoot down. Not a satellite?
No.
Not a satellite.
Light pollution. So these things were breaking through all that sort of artificial light. Wow.
And he just couldn't explain it.
It's quite gripping, the storytelling there.
It is, isn't it?
You did believe him in his voice.
He's a great narrator.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, isn't it? Because I truly believe we are not alone. Like, we can't be the only thing in the galaxy,
no
the
way.
Universe, whatever. But when you hear a UFO sighting, it just sounds not right.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Why is that?
Because of the distance of space.
Yes.
And the time that it would take to travel.
Yes.
We just don't understand the technology that would be able to get somebody here and to be able to locate us amongst all of the potential life-holding planets.
And they happen to be hovering over Grant Denyer's car in southeast Melbourne.
Have you guys ever had any experiences?
No, but a friend of mine who I would put in my camp of being like a massive skeptic about these sorts of things, said he was driving along a highway, and here's where it gets weird, because he's a massive skeptic and he thinks he's a weirdo for having seen this. He was driving along and he was on a highway in the middle of the night, and then he saw in a barren stretch of road this old lady just walking across the road really slowly. And he said she was pretty solid, but not entirely solid, but she was solid enough that he swerved out of the way. And here's the kicker.
Not solid like big, solid as in see-through.
As in, like solid enough that he felt he had to swerve to get out of the way or he would damage his car. But here's the kicker, right? So he swerved out of the car, out of the way, and he thought, I am losing it. Till his passenger said, oh my God, you saw her too?
Mm.
And they both explained and they both looked back and there was nothing there.
Oh.
And they both explained to each other that they had seen the same thing.
Ooh, it's creepy. And how do they select? What time? Like, why are they coming down at certain times and selecting certain people?
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Why is she not looking?
Yeah.
Like, you would have seen the high beams from way off.
Totally.
Don't cross the road then.
There's been a number of stories in the Herald in recent weeks.
Yeah, recently it's coming out a lot more.
Is there some sort of, like, is it UFO week or something?
I don't know. More sightings. I think people are just, in tune with anything now because of COVID. Everyone's like, you know what? Could happen.
Look into the heavens.
It's International Best Friends Day.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want a friend.
Yeah.
Sam's in Head and Greta. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
What did you see that you can't explain?
So I think my son must have been about 6 weeks old, and I woke up in the middle of the night to him crying because I thought he wanted to feed. But when I woke up, he was dead asleep with a dummy in his mouth. And then when I looked over into his bassinet, I saw, I'm assuming it was a spirit of a baby, come out of the bassinet and over my head.
No.
So I'm all into that kind of stuff, and I got a reading done by a psychic, and she said that was actually a future daughter waiting for you, making her presence known that she'll be coming into my life soon. And then about a year later, I had a baby girl.
Shut up.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. That is horrifying.
That's so freaky.
What's your baby girl like? Bit out there or okay?
Oh, she's good. She's all right sometimes. She can be a little bit of a devil. But
okay. She's possessed.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, ghost before she was born. Yeah. Not surprising.
She heard the cry. That's freaky.
Yeah, that is scary.
Marcello's in Murray's Beach. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Great. What did you see that you can't explain?
So my girlfriend Jess and I were driving from Sydney, or back from Sydney, and basically my side mirrors started fogging up and defogging every like 5 or 10 seconds, and it was really strange. And then we sort of saw the same kind of fingerprint patterns on both mirrors.
No.
Coming and going, and it was really weird. And I'm not a believer of, or much of a believer of ghosts or anything. So, yeah, I couldn't explain that one.
What did the fingerprints look like? Human fingerprints? Or were they longer and thinner, like Nick's fingers?
They were a bit, like, wider, but... Okay.
A bit of a fat ghost.
Big, yeah, like a big ghost.
Big ghost.
Eating a lot or something, yeah.
Okay.
Fat ghost or fat alien.
Yeah, so
or
true.
Or fat alien.
So true, could have been an alien.
Invisible fat alien.
That is scary, though.
Twinkies.
Lay off the Twinkies, you big alien.
Lay off the space Twinkies.
Stop watching American TV, firstly.
Classic aliens. Get into the Twinkie. That's where they come to Earth. You're in the wrong country,
great
champ.
Can you get a Twinkie here?
Yeah, you can.
There's a shop
on Beaumont Street in Hamilton that sells Twinkies.
That's where the aliens go.
That little corner store.
They haunted Marcello and his girlfriend, Jess. Oh, this is freaking me out, man.
Amy in Belmont. What did you see that you can't explain? Good morning.
Husband and kids were in the car about 8 p.m., both completely sober, obviously. We were at a stop sign, went to drive through, and all of a sudden a person appeared in the middle of the road. We both saw it, and then they were gone. Oh. It has freaked us out to this day because it's only around the corner from our house.
Describe in rich detail what the person looked like.
Fat.
In rich detail, it was about a 70-year-old woman.
Oh, fat.
Yep.
Twinkie in hand.
No Twinkies.
Wearing?
Yeah, what are they wearing?
Wearing like a long coat. So dark pants, dark coat, and like kind of shoulder length grey curly hair.
Oh. Okay, interesting.
That's freaky.
They're all out there, mate.
And did the kids see it?
The heebie jeebies. Well, the kids, they were like 1 and 3 at the time. So, okay.
So possibly, but couldn't articulate that they saw, you know, grey in a trench coat.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Amy.
We're not alone, guys.
We're 100% not alone.
No.
If there's anyone out there, anything, any being,
wonder if
can you give us a sign?
I wonder if they've got radio in the other planets.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If they've got ways to travel intergalactic, surely they've got radio.
Maybe we can go number one in another world.
Oh, that would be great. Twinkies for all.